The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. For decades, a deadly fungal disease, chytridiomycosis, has been ravaging populations of frogs and other amphibians across much of the planet. Attacking the animal's sensitive skin, the fungus goes on to disrupt their immune systems. It has been especially devastating to frogs in Central America, where scientists from the University of Nevada, Reno, have found a cause for hope. They discovered that a handful of amphibian species, some of which were thought to be completely wiped out, are persisting after suffering lethal disease outbreaks. Based on extensive field studies in Panama, these researchers report in the journal Science that 9 species, including the variable harlequin frog, are showing signs of recovery. So the scientists speculate that certain frog species may have developed stronger defenses. Of course, fungi are only one of the challenges facing water-dependent animals like frogs. Climate change is not only making many areas of the tropics even hotter, but also altering the rainy seasons dramatically. So species that have bred and reared young in certain seasons run the risk of those opportunities drying up.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, and is supported by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business.